Beloved, I invite you to pray with me. Gracious God of love, as your light guided those who came from far away to worship the newborn Jesus, continue to guide us today. By the power of your Holy Spirit, may we encounter your true word, be transformed, and go forward in joy, sharing the good news of your love with others. In Christ we pray. Amen. So astronomy was not a part of my upbringing. It was not something that I studied as a child or a teenager. But as you know, different countries have different customs. And I learned that my elementary school education may not have been as great as I once thought it was. And this happened the moment that one of our elementary school age daughters came into our home feeling like a little Neil deGrasse Tyson, confidently identifying constellations and charting star movements across the skies. For me, however, the plan to navigate the night skies remains very simple. Look up, find the brightest thing out there, and hope for the best. And if that doesn't work, I would just stay put, pray, and wait for search and rescue. Still, there is one constellation I can easily identify, the Southern Cross. Unfortunately, this small constellation is only visible in the southern hemisphere. Though it is tiny, it stands out in the night sky as a clear and steady guide for those who know where to look. And the light of Christ is much the same. Once you see it, once you experience it, you cannot unsee it. It becomes a guide, a steady presence leading us to something greater, much like it did for the Magi. So let's set the scene here. The Magi's journey takes place in a tense and unstable world. First century Palestine was under Roman occupation, a land full of political and religious friction. The Roman conquest of the world took hold of North Africa, Egypt, Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey, and Syria, eventually arriving in Judea, bringing peace by way of war and fear. Herod, the so-called king of the Jews, rose to power at a very young age through manipulation and violence. And he sought to maintain a precarious balance between Roman expectations and Jewish appeasement and unrest. For Herod, the arrival of foreigners proclaiming the birth of a new king was nothing short of a crisis, a direct threat to his fragile ego and rule. Yet, this is precisely how God works. The arrival of Christ disrupts our selfish pursuits, calling us to surrender our control and trust in something greater. As the psalmist writes, "Where could I go to get away from your spirit? Where could I go to escape your presence?" The reality of God's new thing was at hand. And not even the powerful Herod could escape it. And beloved, nor can we. The Magi, often called wise men, are intriguing figures in the scriptures. Many have argued that they were actually not so wise, because only foolish people would walk into the house of a ruthless dictator and say, "Hey, buddy, we have come from far away to pay homage to your replacement. Please point us in the way." While our culture refers to them as kings, it's most likely that these individuals were astrologers or some type of scholars, individuals who study the heavens for signs. In the course of their work, they saw a star. They saw something new, a light so bright and compelling that they left their homes and traveled great distances, believing that it would lead them to something extraordinary. But their journey was more than a physical one. It was a journey of faith, a journey of transformation. Former Vanderbilt Divinity School professor A.J. Levine notes that the Magi's question, where is the one born king of the Jews, might have seemed politically foolish and even reckless. But and yet, their faith carried them forward. When they finally arrived in Bethlehem, they found not a palace, but a humble home, not a king on a throne, but a child in modest surroundings. This was not what they expected, but it was exactly what they needed to see. God's kingdom doesn't operate by the world's standards. It values the poor, it values the humble, it values the despised. God's hope for the world comes in humble packaging. And yet, it is worth much more than the gold of 1,000 earthly kingdoms. God's light entered the world through a helpless child who would become a mighty savior. Do not be mistaken, friends. The nativity scene, the Kodak moment that we deeply enjoy today, only exists in our modern minds. First century Palestine was not the type of vacation destination that any of us would enjoy. And yet, the story of our salvation takes root in the dark realities of that world. And a little light shines, dissipating the darkness. Matthew includes the Magi in his gospel for a reason. Their story illustrates the transformative power of God's light. A light so powerful that it reaches across cultural and religious boundaries to draw outsiders into the heart of God's plan. But this light doesn't just guide us to Christ, it changes us. The Magi return home by another route. And that is just not physically speaking, but also they returned home by another route, spiritually transformed. And like the Magi, we are called to let God's light break through the dark realities of our lives, revealing a new way forward. How often do we find ourselves navigating life with only our limited knowledge to guide us? You may have read in one of the reflections for our 31 days of prayer this week about knowledge and facts. Our knowledge, the facts that we hold in our mind about ourselves, about others, and even about God, are not the thing that our hearts need. The wisdom of God is the true desire of our hearts. And that same wisdom can be our abiding strength. Wisdom, true, peaceable, and humble, leads us to see the world through God's eyes, valuing relationships, valuing humility, valuing faith. If we were all together in person today, during our children's moment, we were going to pass out stars with words etched in them. We're invited to receive what we call a star word, a guiding word for the year ahead. Just as the Magi followed the star to discover the transformative presence of Christ, these stars were meant to guide us as we navigate the uncharted waters of our lives. We may not know exactly what these words will mean to us. Much like the Magi didn't know exactly what they would find at the end of their journey, but we trust that just as God guided them, God will guide us and use these words to reveal something deeper for us. Receiving a word is more than just a simple act. It is a spiritual practice of letting go and trusting God's leading. The Magi didn't choose their star. He appeared to them, calling them into an unexpected journey. In the same way, the word that you will receive next week isn't something you may have necessarily chosen for yourselves, but it is a gift you are invited to receive, to ponder, and to allow God to use to shape your path. Perhaps the word will seem immediately meaningful to you, like a bright star in the night sky, or perhaps like the dim light of the Southern Cross that I mentioned earlier. Its significance will grow gradually as you reflect on it over time. But either way, I encourage you to place that word somewhere visible, a reminder of the light of Christ guiding you, just as the star guided the wise ones long ago. And as we move into the year, as we continue to journey together, as we come to the table time and time again as a community of faith, we are reminded that the life of faith invites both insiders and outsiders to become one. Here in our space of worship, we are reminded of God's grace that reaches across all boundaries, cultural, spiritual, and personal and social, inviting each of us to draw closer to Christ. And as we draw closer to Christ, we also move closer to one another. Like the Magi who came to Christ bearing their gifts, we come this year, every day, offering God the gift of our lives, so that in return we may receive the gift of God's love, grace, and forgiveness. Beloved, as we begin this new year, may the light of Christ shine brightly in your life, whether it is through a guiding word, a sacred meal, a handshake, a prayer, or the unshakable presence of God's Spirit. May you find new ways to dream, to move, and to believe. God's light shines in our world, inviting us to be transformed. So we begin this new year with hope, trusting in the one who guided the Magi by a star, trusting in the one who invited them to see the world through new ways, trusting in the one who sent Jesus to be born, live, suffer, and die for each one of us so that we may have new life. What are the surprising ways God's light is calling you this year? What new route might God be inviting you to take? Let us follow the light, worshiping the newborn King and offering the gifts of our lives in response to God's boundless love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.